developing what I think is a solid settlement agreement resolving the issues in this case, and moves us forward in, I think, seeing the significant benefits of the transfer of ownership for the Upper Peninsula Power Company. I want to highlight a couple of what I think are the most significant elements. First, and perhaps most importantly, this transfer should put UPCO in a better place in terms of its rate structure, a front of mind issue for many UPCO customers who pay some of the highest residential rates in the country. While there are no silver bullets, Axiom's agreement to move forward in an expeditious manner with its debt refinancing plan should provide meaningful customer benefits, both through long-term financial stability and by lower interest rates, which reduce financing costs and the overall cost of capital. These are good things and represent a significant step forward. Second, Axiom's approach to long-term investing bodes well for the UP. The previous approach to wringing short-term value for investors out of UPCO has contributed to the rate challenges, and a longer-term approach will, I hope, better balance the interests of UPCO's owners and investors with the customers that pay the bills. Third, the commitment to increase the discretionary cap on UPCO's distributed generation program from 2% to 3% addresses some immediate challenges and provides some breathing room in the UPCO service territory, while the legislature, with participation from the commission and others, works to identify a more comprehensive approach to distributed energy resources in Michigan. And finally, I'm particularly pleased with the commitment to address a number of the recommendations coming out of the UP Energy Task Force that has been meeting for the past 2 years and just released its final recommendations earlier this spring. Moving forward with proposals for an electric vehicle station pilot program for its territory, considering electrification opportunities for space and water heating, and proposing a low-income residential customer pilot tariff to assist those customers struggling with high bills are all meaningful commitments that can offer real benefits to UPCO's customers and the UP as a whole. There are also a number of other positive elements that Mr. Rickert identified contained within the settlement agreement, and I'm encouraged by this transfer of control. I want to formally welcome UPCO's new owners to Michigan and look forward